Nolte, disgraced White House Correspondents Association dumps Trump-hating comedian. By John Nolte on March 29, 2025. The disgraced and irrelevant White House Correspondents Association, WHCA, suddenly decided to dump Amber Ruffin, a Trump-hating comedian no normal person has ever heard of. Although no one from the White House likely had any intention of showing up for the WHCA's annual god-awful, Republican smearing, self-important dinner featuring all the fascist smugs in the regime media who relentlessly attacked the White House with hoaxes, this DEI hire Amber Ruffin was already promising to spend the night tearing into the Trump administration as a gang of murderers who feel like they are human beings, but shouldn't get to feel that way, because they are not. She added that she was told to be equal and to give it to both sides. She responded by saying, "There's no way I'm going to be freaking doing that, dude." Ruffin might be out for the April 26 dinner, but when someone is full of so much intolerance, ignorance, and hate, look for her to soon anchor a primetime hour on CNN. WHCA President Eugene Daniels released a statement Saturday explaining that the vote to dump Ruffin was unanimous. Then he pompously added, "At this consequential moment for journalism, I want to ensure the focus is not on the politics of division but entirely on awarding our colleagues for their outstanding work in providing scholarship and mentorship to the next generation of journalists." What makes this reversal even juicier is that Daniels personally chose Ruffin, saying, "Amber's unique talents are the ideal fit for this current political and cultural climate." He added, "Her perspective will fit right in with the dinner's tradition of honoring the freedom of the press while roasting the most powerful people on all sides of the aisle and the journalists who cover them." Gee, wonder what changed? The regime media are not doing this to focus on journalism or the First Amendment because these gangsters do not believe in either of those things. When they are not launching hoaxes, they are aggressively looking to bully and intimidate people who disagree with them into silence. These people are villains who hate us, and once a year they all come together for this insufferable dinner to self-congratulate each other for thinking the same way. The only way you'd get me in that room is if I could bring a sock full of manure inside and get a tetanus shot afterward. The WHCA blinked. That's what happened here. Trust in the corporate media is at record lows. And the last thing these left-wing losers and liars needed was 3 days of blowback for once again pretending to be objective while they use their big stupid night to belittle and smear Republicans. And this tells you the power new media has now. At long last, these villains are scared of us, worried about us, fearing our narratives. Personally, I'm sorry the WHCA canceled Ruffin. Anything the media do to further disgrace, expose, and discredit themselves is a gift. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.